is going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
In a recent interview, Ariana Grande did something pretty vulnerable that you are not going to see a lot of celebrities do. Hooking herself up to a lie detector to answer questions about what cosmetic work she's had done recently. I think it's super, super interesting to hear what she said.
I've had fillers in various places and Botox, but I stopped like 4 years ago, and that is the extent.
What do you think about her, like, hooking herself up to a lie detector to share this information?
I feel like it seems extreme. Like, I get it. Like, it's probably part of this, like, fun interview thing. You know, like, she's gotten, like, I think one of the rumors is that she got a BBL or something like that, which seems, like, crazy for Ariana Grande. So I get, like, it's gimmicky. I feel like when, first off, they're, like, I don't know, it just feels, like, Maury-like, right? Like, it feels right, over the top.
Yeah. People are still going to think she's lying for whatever reason, but I think it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun?
Yeah, they even had to do a little rapid-fire one, too.
Did you get your nose done?
No.
Did you get a boob job?
No.
Did you get a face?
Can you imagine? No. Not yet. I'm open.
So I do think it's interesting, but also sad at the same time, because I do think if she wasn't on a lie detector, people instantly would have been like, you're lying about this. You're lying about that. And it's kind of sad that people will never believe you about cosmetics and stuff like that. But I feel like for her being in the spotlight and being in Hollywood, you would have to be hooked up to a lie detector for people to believe you.
I feel like people think she looks different. I don't really see it. Like, she does seem like, I guess, a little bit, but she has a different hair color than we're used to.
She's very blonde. She's got blonde eyebrows, so it looks totally unique.
And I mean, she does look like she's lost weight, but, like, I also feel like she was playing, like, she's going to be in that Wicked movie. Mm-hmm. And so actors go through extremes, and so she's, I think, considered an actress now at this point. And so it's like, she was going through a role. I don't know. To me, I think people are like, what's going on with Ariana Grande? Which I always feel like it's weird that people are so obsessed with other people's cosmetic processes. But then also, like, I don't think she looks that much different.
I feel like it either.
Yeah, so I just don't get where all these rumors are coming from.
I feel like it's less about the cosmetic and more about her voice. Like, she sounds like AI.
She does.
But that's a little...
I think the same thing. She's always talked like that.
Yeah. No, she hasn't.
Not like this.
I think so. Like, I feel like she's always been a little bit, like, kind of high-pitched and, I don't know.
Well, this is not the same voice that was in, like, Victorious. No. This is a lot different to me. So I think when she changes her voice and her appearance at the same time, it can kind of get a little, like, in a gray area, and people think, like, it's more of the appearance or whatever. But I do think all around she is just different.
She's got about six more weeks of press, though. That movie doesn't come out to right about Thanksgiving. Right. She's about to pump up the press tour for Wicked. So we're about to see a lot of Ariana Grande.
More lie detectors coming your way. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
When it comes to raising little babies, Rihanna's putting in that work recently, and she recently shared the cutest video that made at least me gain a lot more respect for her. It's of her little toddler son climbing out of his pack and play with the caption, being a boy mom is an Olympic sport. And what makes this video 10 times better is Rihanna's the one filming it, and the Mission Impossible theme song is playing behind her son climbing out of this pack and play. She's trying to, like, help him out of it, and he's very independent, and he ended up getting out and he ran to get his sippy cup, and it is so cute. And I love the comments on the video. One of them is saying, I like that he climbs out. It shows character.
Oh, so then people weren't being haters, like you're saying?
I think it does show character that Rihanna would, like, take this video of her son, and, you know, it's not just some nanny watching the son all the time, and that, you know, she's letting him be curious. And I do think it shows a lot of character.
I think, like, it feels good when celebrities who probably do have all the resources in the world say that parenting is hard. And sometimes, yes, like, you can be bitter and be like, well, you have all the resources. Or you can be like, even they think it's hard.
Right.
We're all in the thick of it together, guys. Even Rihanna, who could have a million different nannies if she wanted to and probably does, is saying it's hard. So when you give yourself grace, because even Rihanna thinks it's hard. And so it's easier for you as a parent, hopefully, that's how you take it, is going, I can give myself some grace. It's hard.
Me and Rihanna are in the same camp. And then, of course, the comments were also funny as well. One of them said, so after he accomplished the mission of getting the sippy cup, did he return to headquarters? Because it was all Mission Impossible themed. I just thought it was super cute.
That is cute.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done.